From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian-backed government forces in southwest Syria resumed a two-week offensive Wednesday after negotiations with rebel defenders over a government takeover failed. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Russian warplanes targeted the towns of Tafas, northwest of the provincial capital of Daraa, and Saida to the east. In the recently recaptured town of eastern Garia, Ba'ath Party official Hassan al-Rafai said reconciliation efforts are running in tandem with military operations. Jordan, home to hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees, has been seeking a negotiated settlement. Hundreds of thousands more have fled the latest fighting. Anders Petersen is the UN resident and humanitarian coordinator in Jordan.
We need a ceasefire. We need some kind of a humanitarian pause. We need access. And we also need an environment within which our partners can work. Because right now, it's not only a question about getting items into the country, but we also need conditions under which partners can work.
Both Jordan and Israel have refused pleas to allow those Syrian refugees sanctuary. Meanwhile, Islamic State acknowledged a son of its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was killed in Homs province fighting Syrian and Russian forces. French President Macron entered a two-day visit to Nigeria Wednesday in Lagos, meeting with young entrepreneurs. He encouraged them to invigorate to help change the world.
If you want to change this world, if you want to change your country, if you believe in your innovation, in your projects, just make it feasible, just create, just dare, and just do it right now.
The French leader said that's part of the answer for their country and for the African continent. He was accompanied by the chairman of the United Bank of Africa. This is VOA News. Two British citizens are in critical condition in England after being exposed to Novichok, a Russian-made nerve agent that hospitalized a former spy and his daughter in March. Neil Basu of the Metropolitan Police said laboratory testing confirmed the presence of the nerve agent.
Following the detailed analysis of those samples, we can confirm that the man and woman have been exposed to the nerve agent Novichok, which has been identified as the same nerve agent that contaminated both Yulia and Sergei Skripal. I would add that the complex investigation into the attempted murders of Yulia and Sergei remain ongoing.
The two new victims are only identified as a 44-year-old woman and 45-year-old man. They were found unresponsive at their home Saturday in Amesbury near Salisbury, where the Skripals were sickened. They have since recovered. It's unclear how the couple came into contact with Novichok. A heat wave in the Canadian province Quebec is blamed for at least 12 deaths. Montreal reached a daytime high of 34 degrees Celsius Wednesday. A cool down is forecast Friday. UN envoy Martin Griffiths Wednesday said Yemen's warring parties have offered what he called concrete ideas to end fighting around the vital Red Sea port city of Hodeidah.
I am greatly reassured by the messages I have received, which have been positive and constructive. All parties have not only underscored their strong desire for peace, but have also engaged with me on concrete ideas for achieving peace.
The UN envoy has been undertaking shuttle diplomacy to avert an all-out assault on the rebel-held port city of Hodeidah. Protests have broken out at a Bedouin village in the West Bank ahead of a planned Israeli demolition. The village of Khan al-Ahmar sits astride two Jewish settlements and was erected without Israeli permits. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of demolition. Rescuers are still trying to determine the best way to extract 12 boys and their football coach that disappeared June 23 and discovered trapped in a flooded cave complex in northern Thailand. Klaus Rasmussen, a volunteer cave diver, said the best option may be teaching them basic diving techniques.
If you don't know how to swim and you're in a very black environment, which could potentially kill you inside a cave, it's not a good environment to learn in. So nobody will teach anybody a full cave course, but try and get them comfortable with the mask, comfortable breathing, completely different. Yeah, create an environment where they can safely get away. That's feasible.
The escape scenarios also include trying to locate another way out or wait out the end of the monsoon season. The Tunisian Rugby Federation criticized Zimbabwe's national team for sleeping on the street to protest conditions at their hotel. They have since been transferred to a different lodging. This is Zimbabwe Sables preparing for a Saturday match ahead of the World Cup next year. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.